Are you looking to buy, sell or refinance your rural property? Harvest Agents and Advisory are specialists in agri-finance and real estate, helping you to make the right decisions, whatever the weather. Visit us at harvestaa.com.au, sponsor of 2MAX FM.
And on the line I have our long-range forecaster, Martin Babican. How are you, Martin?
Thank you very much. How are you? Thank you.
It's a beautiful day here and now, right?
Yes, it's going to be a good week anyhow. The whole week is going to be, weather conditions be good, temperature is going to be perfect.
Yep.
And after one of the frontal system is going to pass through sometimes late Wednesday, the temperature is going to drop to 25, 26 degrees till the end of the week.
Okay, so what's the following week looking like?
What's happening now, looking at the weather situation right now.
Yep.
What's the weather patterns emerging over New South Wales? How the weather patterns going to affect us for 2 weeks? There's a low pressure trough over western New South Wales, and there's a cold front moving in the south. There's a very strong frontal system moving on Thursday. This is what you're going to see at Thursday at Narrabri, Moree, Gunnedah. There'll be some showers, rain, and more moderate, heavier rain on because of the frontal system. Prefrontal temperatures under 30s. Once the front passes through Narrabri on Thursday, the temperatures start dropping to 26 degrees, and it's going to stay 26 degrees for 2 weeks. It's not going to go to a higher temperature again. Mm. And then this is what's going to happen, the weather conditions. And looking at the weather forecast for Narrabri for 2 weeks, looking at week one from 27th of March till 2nd of April, Monday is going to be for Narrabri few clouds, maximum 32. On Thursday, few clouds, maximum 33. On Wednesday, light rain developing, maximum 32, and then on Thursday, scattered thunderstorms after the change that passing through, temperature dropped to 26 degrees, about 8 to 9 millimeters of showers coming with that. On Friday, it should be sunny. On Saturday, a few clouds. On Sunday, a few clouds, 27 degrees. So there's only 2 days chance of showers on week one. Wednesday and Thursday, possibilities of showers. On week two, starting on Monday, the 3rd of April, the 8th of April, light showers on Monday, maximum 27. On Tuesday, rain and maximum 24, 6 millimeters. On Wednesday, rain, maximum 23, about 14 millimeters. On Thursday, rain, maximum 26, 5.6 millimeters. On Friday, light showers, 2.5 millimeters. On Saturday, light showers, 2 millimeters. So there is more rain coming in week two. I would say total amount of rain I'm expected week two, between 30 to 32 millimeters of rain within the region. Moving to Moree. Moree is going to be exactly the same thing, slightly different. A few clouds on Monday, maximum 33. Few clouds on Tuesday, 33 maximum. On Wednesday, rain, 10 millimeters. On Thursday, rain, 6.5 millimeters. On Friday, light showers, 1.8 millimeters. On Saturday, few clouds, 27 degrees maximum temperature. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum temperature, 29. Our total amount of rain at Moree is going to be about 18 millimeters for week one. Let's go to Gunnedah. Gunnedah is, for Monday, it's going to be a few clouds, maximum 31. And then Tuesday, few clouds, maximum 32. And then Wednesday, rain, maximum 33, 5.8 millimeters rain. On Thursday, with that change, Gunnedah will receive more rain than Narrabri or Moree. I reckon about 20 millimeters with thunderstorms passing through Gunnedah. And then on Friday, a few clouds, maximum temperature 22. On Sunday, a few clouds, maximum 32. And looking at extended weather forecast for Moree and Gunnedah for week two. For Moree, week two, looking at few clouds, on Monday, the 3rd of April, 29 degrees. On Tuesday, rain, 7 millimeters. On Wednesday, rain, 6 millimeters. On Thursday, light showers, 2.5 millimeters. Friday, Saturday, just few clouds and dry. Temperatures between 27 and 28 degrees. Maximum amount of rain for week 2 at Moree, between 14 to 16 millimeters. Second week for Gunnedah, light showers, 2.8 millimeters. Rain on Tuesday, 14.5 millimeters. On Wednesday, rain, about over 20 millimeters rain on Wednesday for Canada. On Thursday, scattered thunderstorms, 14.7 millimeters. On Friday, rain, 8.4 millimeters. Canada will receive about 60 millimeters for week two. So that's how the weather pattern is emerging. It's going to be week two, a rainy week. Week one, some light rain develop in a few days. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much for that, Martin. Now, just one quick question, if you can give me a quick answer. We've got a tropical cyclone coming in over North Queensland. Is that going to affect our weather down here at all?
Not really, no. It's going to hit Tuesday. By Wednesday, Thursday, start weakening and it's going to develop low pressure. After start coming in across down south, what's going to happen? Climatic conditions showing the high pressure is developing strongly behind the cold front, which is moving from the south towards the Hunter Valley, and then that high pressure is going to push all the weather towards north. So there's a blockage to that weather pattern. It's not going to move towards us. It's going to bring some showers towards Moree, that area, light showers, bit of cloud coming in, but nothing significant.
All right, thank you very much, Martin, and we'll catch you again next week.
Take care. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or refinance your rural property? Harvest Agents and Advisory are specialists in agri-finance and real estate, helping you to make the right decisions, whatever the weather. Visit us at harvestaa.com.au, sponsor of 2MAX FM.